Democrat John Cox and Representative Joy Hoffmeister are working hard in the final hours to get out the vote on November 4th. The winner is replacing Janet Barisi, who was defeated by Hoffmeister in the primary election. One of the main issues facing the winner of the election is how to deal with a new set of school standards. The Republican-led legislature repealed Common Core and gave the Board of Education less than 2 years to come up with something new. Dr. Cox says this can be done with the help of educators with the skills and expertise throughout Oklahoma.
The millions of dollars we've already spent on professional development for Common Core, we can use that to implement this. And really, we can be at a level that is above all these other states across the nation as far as rigor, as far as the level of intensity.
Hoffmeister agrees it's time to create something exceptional, never before seen in our state.
Sometimes we have buried our head in the sand in some spots in Oklahoma, and we have to appreciate the fact that our graduation rate is too low, our remediation rate is too high, and there is a widening skills gap.
There are a lot of areas where the two agree, such as supporting pay raises for teachers. They also oppose some of the controversial subjects like A through F grading, third grade reading retention, and high stakes testing. Hoffmeister says years of mandates and bureaucracy from the state government need to be examined while creating a roadmap for education.
It takes a plan, and I would propose we need an 8-year plan, one that is going to address really rigorous standards, those that have higher level thinking as well as depth of knowledge that are accomplished in those standards.
Cox goes a little further in saying Oklahoma simply needs to eliminate some of those more controversial topics, which he says are keeping teachers from teaching.
Our public schools are doing a great job across the state, absolutely a phenomenal job with, I guess, our hands tied behind our backs and no money in our wallet. So I absolutely need to be out there for an advocate for us.
The biggest difference between the two lies in experience. John Cox has spent nearly 30 years in education, including the past 21 as superintendent and principal of the Pegg School in northeastern Oklahoma. He says this makes him better able than his opponent to run the Department of Education.
She has no administrative experience and basically very limited teaching. And so it's really tough to talk about public ed when you don't live it. And that kind of resonates out there in Oklahoma because they see I live it every day and I can feel these reforms that they're bringing on to us that aren't really doing us any good.
Joy Hoffmeister works as president of Kumon Math and Business Centers in Tulsa and serves as president of the board of directors for Jenks Public School Foundation. She was also appointed to the State Board of Education by Governor Mary Fallon in 2012, but resigned a year later to run for superintendent. Hoffmeister says she doesn't believe Cox has the experience, since Pegg's is a school district of kindergarten through eighth graders.
Understands the K through eighth grade school districts in our state and is an important voice, but it is not the same type of experience that I think the position of state superintendent requires.
Neither candidate received endorsements from primary opponents. OSU Tulsa is hosting a debate between the two candidates tonight at 7 p.m. In Oklahoma City, I'm Michael Cross, KOSU News.